Hello, I am Elena Parker. Today I am representing Renad Treatment and I am talking about Suboxone Detoxification. All you need to know about Suboxone Detoxification. Suboxone has a great potential to be abused, and it is more common than you may believe for someone to become addicted to the drug. Suboxone, a prescription drug, is used in this therapy to assist patients in gradually tapering themselves off of their opioid usage by reducing symptoms of withdrawal and opiate addiction. After a month, the majority of physical withdrawal symptoms usually go away, while psychological reliance may still linger. Suboxone detoxification symptoms are most severe within the first 72 hours. Then, in the first week following the removal of Suboxone, symptoms usually go away to leave just generalized body aches and pains, sleeplessness, and mood changes. The main symptom after the second week is depression. Users will probably still be depressed and have strong desires after a month. Suboxone detoxification usage is often short-term for those in recovery. Drug use will eventually be decreased to allow for complete abstinence. This procedure should be carried out gradually and methodically, with plateaus built into account for the person's experience and steadiness as they go. However, when Suboxone becomes the target of addiction and usage of the drug ceases to benefit the individual positively, it is vital to map out a new course for recovery that could not involve using any opioid drugs. A patient may feel compelled to take the drug as a result of a strong yearning, which almost certainly causes relapse. Relapses are typical and important for the recovery process during Suboxone detoxification, but if they are not handled, they can have fatal repercussions. Cognitive behavioral therapy is particularly helpful in addressing problematic thought patterns. Suboxone can help individuals quit doing so by buying illegal drugs, however, buprenorphine is an opioid. Traditional techniques for detoxification of Suboxone may cause approximately a month of discomfort, insomnia, panic, and other symptoms of withdrawal since each Suboxone dose lingers inside the body for weeks. Results of Suboxone detoxification. Another thing you can do to help you overcome the Suboxone detoxification would be to interact with those around you when you have the opportunity. To escape the shame associated with drug addiction, many people may retreat and shun social engagement when detox is finished. The unfavorable attitudes regarding addiction and those who battle it will gradually fade as long as the opioid epidemic persists. You'll likely engage with other patients who are through comparable addiction therapy after detox. Speak with them, they will probably have some helpful suggestions that might help you effectively complete your therapy. Conclusion: Suboxone addiction is a disease that may be treated. It can impact anyone at any point in their lives. Recovery is possible and enjoying life to the fullest extent after Suboxone detoxification is achievable with competent assistance. Participating in group or one-on-one psychotherapy can help patients manage their triggers and avoid relapse in the future, as well as address more profound concerns associated with detox. After making success with their recovery plan, some people, however, feel the urge to stop using Suboxone. Only you and your healthcare practitioner may decide whether or not to use Suboxone to treat opioid addiction.